Perhaps one of the most pervasive questions in religious and spiritual history is the question of angels and demons and whether or not one or both exist. Jesus spoke of angels and demons. He did not believe they were imaginary, nor did he suggest that seeing them alone indicated a person might be walking the wrong path. We encounter angelic and demonic energy every day, attracting what we most identify with at any given moment. That does not mean we are attracting angels or demons, simply the vibrations that they connect with. Being accountable for our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness is vital in ensuring we attract the energies that best support our healing and empowerment, rather than the darkness of our egos. Not all beings we encounter are evil. God sent angels to Mary, Elizabeth, Mary Magdalene, Enoch, Adam, Moses. True, not all beings are angels. Some are simply humans who have yet to cross over into the light after completing their physical cycle here. These beings are doing anything from walking their familiar earthly cycle to observing the loved ones who continue to mourn for them after their transition. And there are those who do not recognize that there has been a transition. They continue to feel the density of their souls and, in frustration, seek to be heard and recognized by those still living. When we die, we do not instantly become pure and enlightened. It is a process that may take years to complete with the support of the angels, masters, and ancestors. We are who we are, only without the physical body to wear. And yet through all of it, we are still seekers of light. Angels are here to guide us, to support our journey, to teach us. But we must reach out to them. We must ask them the questions through our meditative processes. We must discern whether the information we are receiving in meditation is indeed angelic at its source. All of these skills can be taught to anyone. You do not have to be special to speak with an angel, and you do not have to be evil to be approached by a demonic force. The cleaner we keep our energy, the more likely we will be influenced by angelic vibrations. When we are in the space of depression or anger, we are more susceptible to demonic influence, although it is not a guarantee that such an influence will occur. The lesson here is to hold the light, seek the light, and be the light. Just as in the ancient fairy tales, demons do not fare well in the light, but angels, masters, and children of the divine, you fare well in the light. It feeds, nourishes, and heals. The bottom line is that we must be aware of the energy we invite into our lives. Angels are real. Demons are real. Draw in the light.
Remember that prayer requests are placed on our altar daily. Until we meet again, live in the moment with the knowledge that each choice creates the next moment and the next. Live consciously. Be grateful. Be accountable. Be gracious. Blessings be.